This is your host, Kenneth Lesser. Get ready for some more fun and adventure. Oh, are we in for a treat today? I know all of us want to make our lives better. And of course, how about making it better in the least amount of time, the quickest we possibly can? And how about having the changes, the improvements last? Well, if any of that's of interest to you, you're in for a big treat today. We have a wonderful, wonderful guest, Elizabeth Powers of GoingBeyondBeliefs.com. And Elizabeth is going to share some amazing things. Now, you may have heard about a new phenomenon called Psych-K, or psychological kinesiology. This Psych-K, it is featured in Dr. Bruce Lipton's popular book, The Biology of Belief. And as a matter of fact, Dr. Lipton states that Psych-K is a primary factor in allowing him to complete his book. How's that? And this is a national, internationally known figure. With us today, yes, we have in Elizabeth Powers only one of 15 instructors licensed to teach both the basic and advanced levels of Psych-K, as well as a Per-K course, which we'll explain a little bit later. And Elizabeth Powers is going to explain to all of us just why it is that Psych-K has taken the personal growth community by storm. And she is an expert on change. And here today to talk with us about this phenomenon called Psych-K, which is one of the quickest, easiest ways to change and to keep the change. Elizabeth has taught throughout the United States as well as in Europe, and she has a rich background in therapeutic arts. She's received her graduate degree from UCLA, the University of California in Los Angeles, as a therapist. In addition, she has been in a business and change management consultant to Fortune 500 companies for over a decade. So we're talking some credibility here. Elizabeth is currently a change consultant working with both individuals and companies using, of course, Psych-K and Per-K, P-E-R-K, tools in her practice. And she is an expert on personal change and here today to talk about this phenomenal technique which leads to lasting change. Now, for those of you who might not be able to listen to the entire interview, you can get more information at Elizabeth's website, www.goingbeyondbeliefs.com. And I will also let you know that Elizabeth has invited some of the people who have taken her workshops and worked with her to call in and to share their personal experiences with us, so that we can learn even more about this wonderful thing called Psych-K. Well, now, Elizabeth, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks so much, Kenneth. It's such a delight to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, for those of us that aren't familiar, which is most of the world right now, would you start with defining what is Psy-K?
Okay, sure. Psy-K stands for psych, stands for psychology, and K stands for kinesiology. Psychology meaning referring to the mind, and kinesiology referring to the body. And so what Psy-K is a mind-body integration technique that works with the subconscious mind to create quick, easy, and long-lasting changes.
Okay. Gotta like that. Now, tell me, Elizabeth, how did you get into Psy-K?
Well, Kenneth, the truth of the matter is when I got into it, I would call myself a desperate woman. I was really panicked. I was building a business, a coaching and consulting practice, and it was the first time I had to go out and market myself. And I found myself, like, resisting doing that effort. I was like, not going to my networking meetings. I had a hard time just really psyching myself up to make up follow-up calls. I just couldn't promote my own business. It was just awful.
Mm.
And so the thing that is that the truth of the matter is I really lacked confidence in myself, and that's the truth. And it was an issue I'd been struggling with my whole life. I had been successful in spite of this, but it took so much effort to do it.
Oh.
I don't know, so maybe some of your listeners out there can understand that sometimes you feel that you have one foot on the accelerator, you really want to move forward with something, but at the same time you have one foot on the brake, and that's exactly how I felt. So I simply asked for guidance, and Psy-K came into my attention.
Mm.
And Kenneth, I ended up taking a workshop for 1 weekend, and all of a sudden, geez, I started changing. And it was just so amazing that I could experience that kind of change in myself, and it really, really surprised me.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, tell me, what was so surprising for you?
Well, the thing of it is, all of a sudden, I had this confidence in myself that I never, ever experienced before, really.
Uh-huh.
And the change was so easy, effortless, and quick. And it had to do with the fact that I had been trained in all this therapeutic training. And the whole myth there is that change is painful, it's slow, and it takes a long time. But that wasn't my experience at all. And it just really took me off guard. It wasn't like I was trying to be confident. It was effortless, like I was always that way. And so it was really surprising.
Huh.
And the other thing about it is that I had tried so many other things and nothing else had worked. I had tried therapy and meditation, you know, different kinds of spiritual practices, and it just never worked. And so here it was, I tried this 1 weekend course for a few $100s.
Wow.
I spent so much time in therapy, you know, spending so much money. And, you know, I changed. So marketing became easy. I doubled, tripled, and quadrupled my income, and I began having fun in my business.
Huh. Boy, this Psy-K stuff sounds really hot. Well, can you help us to understand why this Psy-K is so effective?
Well, here's the deal. It's the thing that normal talk therapy and therapies that deal with the conscious mind never really consider, that the power is in the subconscious mind. First of all, 95 to 99% of everything that goes on with this is completely controlled by the subconscious mind. Now, this is confirmed by research. And not only that is it in operation most of the time, but it's also a million times more powerful. I mean, that's just kind of unfathomable, actually.
Yes.
Jeez. And so the things that we've tried are conscious mind processes. We've tried insight and willpower and knowledge. And believe me, Kenneth, if knowledge would have changed us, could have changed us, it would have by now. I don't know about you, but I have bookshelves lined with self-help books. And it was great information, but it never really helped me to change. So Psy-K works at the subconscious level of mind and allows us to reprogram ourselves, change our subconscious programming. So let's just take a quick example. Let's say, just to get you familiar with how this works, let's say that you want a diet, common thing that people want to do. And let's say that you really want a diet, and so you use a lot of willpower to do that, and your mind is completely focused on it, and you go out and you buy the right foods, and you do all of that. But the minute that you get into a stress situation, you'll find yourself all of a sudden going back to the old habits all over again. But supposing, Kenneth, that you're actually able to change those old habits in your mind, supposing that when you felt stressful, instead of going for ice cream, that you were programmed, you had reprogrammed yourself to actually go to something that was healthy for you. Or even better yet, supposing that you were able to, when you were stressed, that you were able to do like what we call a balance in Psi K, and that you were able to change that stress response. That would even be a better thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So Psi K enables us to get our life back. That's why I love it so much.
Wow. This is just amazing. Here it is. You've been fighting with yourself in a particular way all your life. It didn't work for you. And then you do, in a few minutes, some Psi K, and you automatically react differently. Huh. I mean, it's just amazing that you can do this stuff and how much you must appreciate that you can react differently when, when you'd had a negative pattern that was harming you for practically your whole life. Jeez.
That's right, Kenneth. It really is quite amazing.
Wow. Now, I'm just wondering, is there anything more that you can help us to explain about how this works?
Well, I'd love to explain that, but in lieu of time, it might be great for people to go to my website. But let me just tell you just a little bit about how it works, which is that we use, the word kinesiology, like the K part stands for kinesiology. And that's muscle testing. That's the common knowledge of it, the way that people think of it. And what we do with muscle testing is we find out what a person really believes at their subconscious level of mind. Let's say that because the subconscious can have very different programming than your conscious mind, and you can believe one thing consciously, but your subconscious is interfering because it believes something different. So let's say, take the example of confidence. We could test for the statement using kinesiology or muscle testing, I am confident in myself. You would go weak if, in fact, that you didn't have that program at the subconscious level of mind. Then what we do is that we want to change that. We make sure that it's safe and appropriate to make those changes, meaning that we ask our higher self or higher guidance to make sure it's okay to make this change and have this new belief on our subconscious level. And then we go through a process where we really integrate. We get the left brain and the right brain communicating. It's called creating a whole brain state. And in this process, the change takes place, and then we test it afterwards using muscle testing to make sure that new belief is now resident on the subconscious level.
Wow. That's just absolutely great. That's with some powerful tools. You can move these things ahead very quickly.
Yes, it's really quite amazing.
Huh. Geez. I'm absolutely delighted to see that there's a technique like this. And I'm just wondering, can you share any examples of, some people that you've worked with that maybe we can, see how it's changed some people's lives?
Sure. Well, there's so many examples. Let me give you an example, a health example. There was a woman that had, that actually, she ended up in my class as a result of having gone to a Psi-K facilitator. What had happened is that she had broken out in this rash of bumps all over her face, and she had gone to the dermatologist. She had tried many medications. She had tried lotions on her face. She had tried everything. And she had this real strong set of bumps that would not go away. She had it for months. She went to a Psi-K facilitator, and what happened as a result of that is that the next day she woke up and the bumps were completely gone.
Ooh.
And this was a result of doing what we call in Psi-K a balance. And a balance is just simply an easy way to put a new belief statement on the level of the subconscious mind. And when she did that, then the next day, in fact, that the bumps were completely gone. You see, our subconscious mind is so incredibly powerful, and it has the ability to, you know, the subconscious controls all the processes in our body. And so that if we give it new instructions, it can, in fact, take that course, and it can be different. And look at the results that came to be. It's quite amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's, to me, it's amazing because, I'm wondering if that's a signal that we may have a caller calling in.
Yes, this is Michael Lanier.
Oh, hello, Michael. Please, do you have some comments for us and our listeners about your Elizabeth and her work? And
yes, I'd love to. I'll tell a little story here about my wife. We were on our way up to Mount Evans, which you can drive up, as you know, to have a little picnic last summer, and I didn't know this before, but she was terribly scared of heights, and she was cowering in the front seat of the car, afraid to look out the window. And I was very surprised by that, but I said to her, hey, before we come back down again, would you like to try a little Psych K session, see if we can deal with the height issue? And she said, okay. So we had a great time up there. On the way down, or before we started on down, I said, well, why don't we do that little Psych K balance? And we went ahead and did it. And she was just like a little kid. She was hanging out the window, pointing out this, look at that lake down there. It was so big when we were down there. And look at the birds up in the sky. And she was just like a little kid hanging out the door. I couldn't believe it. It was just amazing. And she was thrilled. She hadn't been able to do that for, you know, all of her life.
Wow. Her entire life. And did it take you long to learn to help her? I mean, because you didn't have a background in this, did you?
No, well, I actually took a class from Elizabeth. One weekend, and it was all it took, and I use it every day.
Wow. Wow, we could name that class How to Be a Hero in One Weekend.
Yeah, right. It was great. It was really phenomenal, and it had that kind of results every time I use it.
Oh, Michael, wow, thank you. That's just fantastic.
Well, I'm glad I can share the story with you.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for taking time to call in and share that. Elizabeth, this is a phenomenal event here. I mean, quick change from someone that had just taken a weekend workshop. Wow, can you share a little bit more about this?
Sure. The thing of it is that we think that change is going to take a long time, but what we haven't been using is the power of the subconscious mind. And that's where it really is. See, what Michael did with his wife was he updated his wife originally had a belief that heights, in fact, were dangerous. And what he did is, using Psych-K, went in and updated that old belief with the new belief, which is heights are safe. As a matter of fact, they're fun. And as a result, she immediately experienced that differently. That's because we got at that part of the mind, the subconscious mind, where all the programs exist, and changed it there. That's why it was so remarkable. So wouldn't it be amazing? I mean, can you imagine how useful this is in your life? It's not just for things such as heights, even though that's a great example, or you can use it with fears or anything, but wouldn't it be wonderful to have on the subconscious level of mind such beliefs as, I love myself, I deserve the best, I'm a great swimmer. I present well in front of groups. I mean, you can imagine how, if you're not fighting your subconscious mind, how amazingly more easy your life would become.
Wow. So if I'm understanding, are you saying that if I have a goal, or if any of us has a goal, but we're in struggling to reach that goal, it's a real big challenge, that would be one of the signals that there's some inner conflict or inner sabotage that you could help us resolve?
That's exactly right. And it's not me that helps you resolve. You can, once you learn, go to the class and learn it, you can do it for yourself.
Ah, so just like Michael did with his wife, he took a weekend training with you and learned enough to step in and help in what was had to be an intense situation.
Exactly. It was really intense for Michael. and his wife, believe me. Yes, exactly. So that's the kind of results that we get.
Ooh, chills.
Yes, exactly.
That's exciting.
Yes, it really is.
Oh, wow.
Like, so for example, with the issue with myself, my lack of confidence in myself, this was really a tremendously long-standing issue with me. You know, I can go back into my background and I can tell you why and how and all of those things. But the thing of it is that it doesn't really matter, because it really boils down to that I have some beliefs in my subconscious that I believe whether I wanted to or not. And they would come up consistently, persistently, so that when I would go to make a phone call, what would go off in my subconscious mind is things like, nobody wants to listen to you anyway. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, you're not going to be able to say this. You know, you're not going to be able to do this. Give up. So those are the things that I was fighting constantly, that kind of barrage. I mean, you've heard of the expression, like, if I could only turn off those tapes in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, quite literally, that's what the subconscious mind is like. It's a set of tapes, a set of library tapes that we have in our mind. And that what we need to do is go in and re-record over those tapes.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's, I like that for the auditory and for the visual. I was seeing an inner blackboard, or inner reference books, where things were written down about what the truth about life was. And that was our inner reference. And it could be messing things up, even if we wanted it to be different. And then here you are with Psyche. It's like going up to that inner blackboard, and where there was a belief that says, I'm frightened in front of people. I don't like to promote myself. Went up, got the eraser, cleaned it off, and wrote in there, I feel confident and love to interact with people. And all of a sudden, that started coming true for you.
That's a great analogy. That's exactly what it's like. And what we don't realize is that we think that these tapes are us, and these tapes are not us. These tapes are just tapes. It just comes from mostly from our childhood. You know, psychologists have always said between the years of 0 and 6, basically, you are just kind of programmed. You know, it's like you're in what we call a theta state at that time. And during that time, you're very impressionable, and beliefs just get locked in there very easily and effortlessly. And as a consequence, then we go through life, and we have these limitations that we experience inside, it's quite limiting. So our
wow, I think we may be having another caller coming in.
Great.
Hi, Kenneth. Hi, Elizabeth. This is Leanna.
Hey, Leanna.
Hi. Hey, I'm just calling in because I wanted to share a little bit about some of my experience with Psyche.
Fabulous.
And I can really relate to what Elizabeth was saying earlier about the issue of self-confidence, because absolutely was something that I dealt with ever since I was a kid and came up against when I started my business in a big way, because I had to market. And so I had a really hard time with, especially with phone calling and networking. And with the phone calling, I would sit in front of the phone, especially when I had to call back prospective leads. And I'd sit in front of the phone and you know, try to do my little affirmations and take deep breaths. But most of the time, I just chickened out and emailed instead, because I just had such a hard time doing the phone call. Mm. So after doing some Psyche balances around self-confidence and a lot of beliefs around there, all of a sudden I found myself just picking. I'd already have the phone in my hand and have already dialed before I really realized what I was doing, and then would sit there and wonder how come I wasn't freaking out. And so it was just amazing, the results. And same with networking. Now I can go to networking and not be stressed out. In fact, I have fun, and it feels energizing. So it's been really awesome.
Wow, that's fabulous. And as I understand, Leanna, you use this with your husband. Is that right?
Yes, we both took the basic class, and so we're balancing all the time. He's growing his business. So we've been doing a lot of balances around beliefs that might hold him back from success, that kind of thing. And so we absolutely love it and are balancing like crazy all the time. I mean, it's cool because when you get stuck, instead of just saying, well, I'm stuck and I don't know what to do about it, now we have a tool that we can use to get unstuck and really easily.
Fantastic.
Wow, Leanna, that's exceptional. And like you said, that's so key. All of a sudden, where things, challenges would come up, and you might have been perplexed in the past about how to handle it, you and your husband now are both so much more resourceful because you know you have easy access to a tool that can move you ahead, and it doesn't matter. It can be a long-standing problem. It can be a major, major issue, and it's all of a sudden like you're able to take on the biggest things.
Absolutely.
Gratifying.
Leanna Grant, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Leanna's testimonial can be found on my website of Going Beyond Beliefs, and that is with an S on the end, .com. Okay. So,
Going Beyond and then Beliefs, BELIEFS.com.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. So that brings up a couple things. First of all, things can be long-standing problems. And the other thing, what's really lovely, is she's using it with her husband, okay? And she's using it in the context of being able to help each other in their business. But believe me, couples have used it to do work with themselves. And I have a little cute little great story about that. There was a couple, and they had made this commitment to each other that they would never go to bed angry with each other. Well, it came to, this is it, it's about a 20-year relationship, and they came to a time recently, well, they weren't getting much sleep. You can well imagine what was going on there.
Oh.
And so what happened was is they took a Psych-K class, and they balanced for things that they had issues with each other for as long as they could begin. They'd have the same arguments over and over again. And they balanced for those trigger points. You know how we can all have our buttons pushed. They balanced for these trigger points between them. And now they say it's remarkable that they just don't have the same issues anymore. And they report they're getting a good night's sleep now.
You got to love that. I want to check. I think we may have heard another caller beeping in.
Okay.
Yes, this is Diana Doomer.
It's who?
Diana.
Oh, hello, Diana. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Elizabeth.
So, Diana, tell me, what can you share with us about your experiences with Psych-K?
Well, I can tell you that I've both experienced it myself personally and with clients. I'm using it almost full-time now in my practice, whereas before I was doing health balances and work with individuals just with supplements and herbs. I've turned primarily to Psych-K now, and I'm getting far better results, and I'm getting repeat clients and actually more clients in my practice than I've had previously due to the Psych-K. And I can tell you that with myself, I've had tremendous personality changes and shifts, but I've also had physical shifts. I was able to do a balance several months back on my weight. And although I'm quite thin, I have a tendency to put on weight around my hips. And so I did a Psych-K balance basically around I'm at my ideal weight. So that was the very balance, was just I'm at my ideal weight. And I have found that I am not putting on any weight around my hips, and I was able to sail through the holidays and eat whatever I want without any extra weight. And, in fact, people are telling me that I look great and are asking me if I've lost weight. So that's been my own personal experience. And then with my clients, I've also had some pretty amazing experiences. In fact, I had one client who had difficulties eating slowly, and she started noticing her 2-year-old was eating quickly also. She's always come from a family where they ate really fast at dinner time. And so we did a balance for her that was there is always time. And what she noted was that she found herself actually chewing her food slowly and deliberately, and what she really noticed was her child started slowing down too, which was remarkable.
Huh.
And another great balance that I had with a client was I have a client who suffers from an inability to drive far from home by herself. She's never been able to really drive on her own without being terrified. So she's usually had her boyfriend drive her everywhere. And so she wanted to do some Psych K so that she could become more autonomous and independent and not always have to rely on someone driving her around. And so we did a VAC to the future and some Psych K work around this. And the VAC to the future was around wherever I go, I am safe. She's reported to me that she's been able to drive all over the city and to the airport back and forth by herself. And what she just reported to me as of yesterday was she said she never likes to buy new clothes. She always likes to buy clothes at Goodwill. And she's terrified of driving to all the Goodwills all over the city, or always has been terrified. But she decided she was going to try it this time. And so on Saturdays, they always have 50% off. And even though she was nervous, she thought, I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to drive to these Goodwills because I know I've done this balance around being safe. She said she was able to go to all of the Goodwills all by herself. She did it and drove all over Denver. And she said she even caught herself thinking, this is so weird. Why am I not afraid?
Wow. Now, how long a process was this helping her, Diana?
We did one session around this.
And a session, that's not like 3 or 4 days lengthy session, is it?
1 hour.
1 hour?
1 hour. In fact, we're going to do another session this evening. She wants to be able to fly. She has a friend inviting her to travel all over, and she's terrified of flying. She said, can we do this session? Do you think I can overcome this tonight? And I said, I think we can in 1 hour. And then she said, you know, I just want to overcome my anxiety of actually getting in the car, even though once I'm driving, everything's fine. I said, we can do that tonight, too. She said, in just one session. I said, I think we can do it all in one session.
Ah, fantastic. There's so much that stresses people out.
Mm-hmm.
And geez, this is impressive, what you did. And you studied with Elizabeth.
I did. I studied with Elizabeth. I actually took her basic training 3 different occasions, and she offered one basic out of my home as well. And her ability to transfer the information about Psyche is just fantastic. So I really attribute my ability to work with my clients on what I gained from Elizabeth. And frankly speaking, I did the advanced training, but I have to say all of my work with my clients is really using the basic training, and I got all of that from Elizabeth.
And that was in a brief weekend for a few $100s, if I'm remembering correctly.
That is correct, in one weekend.
And you had invested a lot of money in other trainings, hadn't you?
Well, I've done other work. I've been practicing natural health for almost 20 years. So I've been using Psych K with my clients and using it for all kinds of different psychological maladies and physical maladies is just tremendous.
Wow. Wow. This is just amazing. Dan, I want to thank you for checking in and sharing with us about your success. And Elizabeth, would you, help out of here a little bit? Because stress is a big common problem, and we're seeing such broad-spectrum application of Psyche.
Yes, well, stress is, most certainly is one of the most major health problems that there is. As a matter of fact, 95% of the people that go to doctors, what they say that it's all stress-induced. The symptoms that they're having are stress-induced. So the thing of it is that if we can change stress in people's life, that's pretty phenomenal. And the thing of it is what's interesting is that we can do that by changing our perception of and our reactions to what's happening. So in Diana's case, when she was talking about the woman with the baby and they balanced for all the time in the world, what happened is that in the subconscious level, that program got installed, and therefore the perceptual filter in which she looks through now is, I have all the time in the world. Now, notice, nothing in her life changed. It wasn't like she all of a sudden got a nanny and, finances came in or anything like that. But what changed was her internal filter. And as a consequence, because she now has the belief, I have all the time in the world, everything, in fact, changed. And so that's pretty, pretty remarkable. So it has great applications for stress.
And I might add for this client that she was actually far more relaxed and noted that she was going through her day in a much more relaxed pace, even though she had to do the same amount in a day as she had before. She noticed a complete difference after this one balance.
Isn't that fantastic?
Wow.
Feels so good to be able to help people in this way. And what's really great is that once you go to the class, you can work with yourself, and you can do all of these balances that you need to have with yourself. And I'm not sure that we made real clear what a balance is. A balance is when the left and the right brain are actually communicating, creating a whole brain state. That's the process that we refer to in Flight K as a balance.
Okay, which is basically another way of saying solving a problem.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, you can call it balance, you can have many different names for it, and yet if I'm understanding correctly, when you do the Psyche process, which can be very brief, bingo, problem gone,
exactly.
Period, end of story, or on to a new, happier story.
On to a new, happier story. Balances only take about 2 to 3 minutes to do. Diana referred to a VAC process, and that's visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. It's setting goals for the subconscious mind because subconscious mind understands reality very differently than the conscious mind. I mean, we really have to think that we have two different animals that we're working with here. We have a conscious mind and we have a subconscious mind. They operate and they think differently. Our problem is why we've been so stuck is that we have been only been trying to use our conscious mind to make change. The power is always in the subconscious mind.
And that's where the idea of that balance, of getting the alignment between the two, it's kind of like if you were on a football team and they give you a playbook, except they decided and they made mistakes and they gave different players different playbooks.
Yes.
And they could call the same play, but if it was written up differently in the different books, you can imagine the confusion and the craziness that would be going on for the team.
Well, yes, and most certainly, what would rule ultimately is the subconscious, because remember, it is in charge 95 to 99% of the time, and it is a million times more powerful.
That's our inner automatic pilot, right?
Yes, our inner automatic pilot. That's exactly right. It's just habitual. It's habitual. Programs that run. Let's get at the programming of that so we can actually change that.
And for people that wanted to look at again at Diana's thing, is that up on your website?
It sure is. You can look it up at www.goingbeyondbeliefs.com.
Wow. I just got to take in a deep breath and go, am I delighted with what you're sharing and the people that have had experiences, what they're sharing? We have opened a huge door.
Yeah, it's really, really terrific. I was going to have this gentleman call in that was from England because his story is really remarkable. What happened with him, Ken, is that he flew all the way from England to come to my class here out in Boulder. And what happened is it was quite remarkable. He was a person that was in the military, and he had just quit the military over in England. And he was quite skeptical. I mean, this was not his training. Military are not open to quick changes and kind of thinking out of the box. He's pretty rigid in his thinking. And he came here on the recommendation of a friend. And what happened as a result is that he went back to England and he began to apply these techniques. First of all, the thing that he noticed is that he had a lot of automatic responses that had to do with anger and aggression, and that was because of his military training. And his wife noticed first that he was changing. He just seemed like calmer and more peaceful all of the time. That was pretty remarkable. Well, he went back to England and he began to work with people, just casually. And there was a person that was afraid of any winged creature. It could be a butterfly, it could be a duck, it could be a bird, anything. She just had this tremendous fear of it. And he had a horse stable, and so anytime that she would walk across the yard and there would be some kind of duck or something, she'd get freaked out. Well, he worked with her, and everybody else, all the other trainers and people on staff, were amazed one day that she's walking across the yard. And I think you might have a caller. That might be Tom now.
This
Hello?
Is Julie. This is Julie Tara here.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. Can you hear
Welcome.
me?
Thanks.
Welcome. Can you hold on just one minute, Julie? I just want to finish the story about Tom.
Absolutely.
Okay. So everybody was amazed that all of a sudden he was absolutely able to walk across the ground, and she wasn't fearful at all. And she hasn't been fearful since then. So then he began to just get kind of excited about this 5K stuff, and he started working with a number of different people and friends. He just was practicing with friends. That's all he was doing. Wasn't charging for it or anything. What happened is those friends went out and told other people they were getting such incredible results. They went out, they told other people, and he developed an entire 5K practice, independent practice, just from doing these balances with people, and now he actually is in England and actually charges money for it, and it is quite remarkable. And he just did this from taking this one class, taking it back, saying, what the heck, I'm going to try it out, and you know, his world has changed. And so now he has a full-time profession in being able to do this, and he's also working with Nikin, and he's building a team, and he's having, the main thing that he does with people is he helps them get past their blocks so that they can be absolute performers. It's quite amazing. It's just great.
Oh, thank you for sharing that information about our friend across the other side of the pond.
Yes, I don't think he was able to get in, but
okay,
told the story anyway.
Yes, and now we have Julie Tara calling in.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, Julie. And what kind of interesting things experiences have you had with Psy-K and Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I did the basic Psy-K and then the advanced Psy-K here in the Denver area about 2 years ago and got very, very intrigued at that point and started working with Elizabeth privately and had just some wonderful personal results. And, you know, I work in network marketing in a company called Nikan. I'm what they call a royal diamond in that business, which really means nothing to anybody who wouldn't understand this structure. But I have about 11,000 people in my team. And one of the keys in network marketing is to really inspire and motivate others to do as well as you have done or better. And it's a very cooperative type business. So you're always looking at ways to help people improve their performance and their self-esteem and everything about their life. Well, Elizabeth had mentioned to me that the Psy-K work had a business component called PERK, which was performance kinesiology, which was specifically designed for business. And I was very intrigued by that. So I said, let's do a workshop together in Boulder where you'll teach this work and I'll bring in the Nikan element and do it for my team and see how we go. So we did it. We had 33 people in the workshop. They came from all over the place, England, Australia, America, of course, all over. And people had phenomenal results. So that was very exciting. So then we thought, well, we'll do another one. So we did one up in Vermont for a whole group and opened it up to other Nikan consultants. And again, we saw some amazing results. Then, here's an interesting thing. In our company, the very top position is one above mine, which is called Royal Ambassador. And there were only three people who've achieved that amazing success, which means they're really making, you know, something like $300,000 a month in their business. And so I was at an event listening to one of the Royal Ambassadors, and lo and behold, from the stage, he says, the one thing I have found to really help people become successful is to get past their conscious mind into the subconscious mind and shift their belief patterns, and that would be Psy-K. And of course, I started laughing in the audience.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, he's in Germany. This guy's in Germany. And so, of course, I talked to him afterwards and asked him what he'd been doing, and he said he'd been doing a lot of personal work with it and found it to be amazing. And I said, well, I've been sort of working with it with my team, along with myself, and have been very, very excited by the results. So, you know, it's just interesting when someone of that caliber speaks to that as the one modality he's found. You know, it's because I've been doing network marketing for 13 years, and there's always this piece around, you know, how can you help people get past their old tapes? You know, you can do affirmations, you can say it all you want. I'm a great person, I'm making $20,000 a month, whatever it is. But if the subconscious is locked onto something else, it's very difficult to change the results. So I love this work, and I actually love Elizabeth very much and think she's an extraordinary teacher of this work, which is why, of course, I chose her to do the workshops with together, you know, as we do. And we have loved it, and we've become great friends as a result as well, which is always a great bonus.
Oh, wow. Julie, that's just amazing. This is, boy, I mean, personal, saving marriages, overcoming fears, and now talking about creating not just above average, but phenomenal business success.
Yes.
And with techniques that are so easy to learn and easy to apply. This is just wonderful.
It really is, and that is such a good thing to say. It's easy to do, and once you get the tools, you can do them yourself at home, which I love that because it's very empowering to the individual to be able to do it in their own time. And we encourage people to do it every day, you know, every single day. We'll do one or two balances about anything that doesn't seem to be working wonderfully well in the life and see the shifts that happen. And it's really quite miraculous, I have to say. It's very, very special work.
Oh, that's great. Well, Elizabeth, you did it again.
No, actually, Psyche did it. But, Julie, thank you so much for calling in. I so appreciate it.
You're so welcome. All the best to you both. Take good care.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Julie.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Elizabeth, this is tremendous. A tool that turns your life around, and now you're dedicating your life to sharing it with others. And we're hearing from some of the people that you've supported just how phenomenal it is. And, of course, we want to encourage all the listeners to visit your website, which is www.goingbeyondbeliefs.com. And that's all small letters, no spaces. And I'm hearing we might have another caller calling in.
Great.
And callers, hello.
Yeah, hi, it's Tom calling from London in England.
Oh, Tom, this is wonderful to make the connection with you. We're talking a little bit about your story, and now we get to actually hear you.
Yeah, I just felt I had to do whatever it took to get through, because I think that the listeners just need to know just how fabulous and transformational that Elizabeth and the Psyche K that she teaches are. You've heard some of my story. I mean, I was in a really bad place. I mean, I was the nightmare client, I think, for Elizabeth, because I was the one sat at the front, bolt upright, polished shoes, and smartly pressed trousers with no one sat near me. And I certainly, you know, didn't speak to hippies, let alone hug them. And I was in a pretty bad place. I'd done several combat tours, including Iraq. Very, very unhappy. And certainly my relationship with my wife was strained. And just working through a weekend course with Psyche K with Elizabeth, doing some balances, and the changes were just outstanding. To the point now, you've heard what's happened with my business, but I think it's internally that it's also so powerful. And the ability of someone like myself to be in a place of peace and happiness and just full of positive energy all the time was something that I just never thought would be possible.
Yeah.
It took me to fly to Denver with my wife, who knows Julie, your previous caller, very well. And I went along just to keep her company. And goodness me, I've since left the military. I have my own business, both network marketing that is going phenomenally well. I have a Psyche K business as well that is going phenomenally well. The results are outstanding, where, you know, it's just something that is just so powerful. I can only say, I just urge anybody that's listening, go to Elizabeth's classes. It's an amazing lady, amazing technique, and I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Thank you so much. I mean, that one is sincere, and two, just to remind our listeners, Tom, you've been through what I would call hell on earth. I mean, the damage that's done to war veterans in intense conflict, many of them never recover from it, and their lives are just sometimes lost in drugs. I mean, just total disaster. You didn't, you know, go into that, and I don't blame you for not. It's not a pretty picture. I just wanted to give our listeners a chance to be reminded of who we're listening to, someone that literally walked through the fires of hell and was tormented terribly, and then in a weekend workshop was able to achieve inner peace. You know, and the fact that you didn't have to join a religious organization either. This was just, wasn't a miracle. It was a beautiful use of an amazing tool delivered by Elizabeth Powers, who has dedicated her life to helping people and has now found this. Wow.
And the thing that is also so special is it's self-empowering, because it's you as an individual making the change. You're not being worked on or anything like that. It's you make the change yourself. With Elizabeth with me, it was Elizabeth's guidance, which was brilliant. But it's you, the person, that does it, and that, for people that come from a start in a pretty bad place, is life changing.
Yeah,
literally life changing.
Oh my gosh, Tom, thank you for taking time and being persistent so that we could hear your voice and the sincerity of it. I appreciate that so much.
Okay. Thank you, Kenneth. And
thank
you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks very much for calling in.
Elizabeth, we got a couple of minutes left, and I want to talk for a few more hours with you and your people. This is just amazing.
I would like to make a point about Psyche, if you wouldn't mind, Kenneth.
Oh, please. No, I want you to take some time as we wrap up the program to really emphasize what you consider most important.
Well, the thing of it is that I really do consider that it's one of the most practical tools on Earth right now, and I can't tell you how important I feel it is. You know, we're in precarious times in a lot of ways, in terms of our economy, in terms of the threat of war constantly. People are in terror. And if we can find a way to be able to get past the reactive mind, our automatic programmed responses that we have, we can be so much more resourceful and so much more helpful in the world. And I'm so absolutely convinced now, with my experience of having been using Psyche for such a long time now, that this can be an amazing tool to help us get past that reactive mind and go from fear to love. That's where we need to go, is from fear to love. And the other thing that I want to say is Psyche can be used absolutely for anything, as well as PERC, which is the business application. I didn't get a chance to mention it, but with PERC, you know, we work on things like communication skills, leadership, being able to overcome, to be a great salesperson. We introduce the 7 habits of change, and we get all of that on the subconscious level, all the beliefs that you need to have to support you to be a great performer with that. Psyche gives you the ability to be a great person, period. It allows you to not be reactive to your loved ones, so that, in fact, that you can respond, instead of with agitation and irritation towards your two-year-old, that you can respond with love. It gives you that ability, because we're getting past that habitual reactive mind, and finally, we can stop hating ourselves, because we continue to respond in the same ways over and over and over again, in ways that we're not proud of. Ways that we don't feel that we do justice to other people. We can get over that if we change that programming at the subconscious level, and that's what Psyche is about.
Beautiful. Elizabeth, I, on behalf of myself and our listeners, I just want to thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to share this profound tool and to let our listeners know that you, Elizabeth Powers, at Going Beyond Beliefs, that's plural, B-E-L-I-E-F-S, beliefs.com, are available to help us learn this technique, available for personal coaching if we wanted to work with you.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say thank you for all that you're doing. You're a blessing to many people's lives, and just wish you a wonderful, wonderful career and lots so much success. And thank you for being a guest on our program.
Great. Thank you. And Ken, if I might mention, anybody wants to call me, my number is 720-304-8924. I'm open at any time to talk about Psych-K or PERK, Performance Kinesiology.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
And to you, I wish you many blessings, and to all of our listeners, God bless you. And until we meet again, thank you, God bless, and goodbye for now.
Thanks very much, Ken.
You're welcome. Let go and let God cut my bell.